81333, start with HW on the text, 0345 300 8181. First of all, though, our top story this morning. A mother from Herefordshire says years of inadequate care has destroyed her son's mind beyond repair. Sue Clifford from Fownhope has hit out at the treatment given to her son, a qualified doctor, Stephen Sadler, who suffers from a condition called body dysmorphic disorder, or BDD. Now, BDD affects the way a person sees themselves, making them extremely anxious about their image. For Stephen, a combination of stress at work and the small scar on his forehead drove him into depression, and then he went on to spend more than £60,000 on plastic surgery. Stephen lost a leg and an arm in a double suicide attempt whilst he was taking antipsychotic drugs. Once he was sectioned, he underwent massive doses of electric shock treatments, and worried for his safety, his family pulled him out of a mental health hospital and they now have to look after his complex needs themselves. This week, David Cameron has called on the country to focus on mental health after a review revealed inadequate, underfunded care, with three quarters of people receiving no help at all. Our reporter Julie Tyler has been speaking to Sue to find out how life is now for Stephen and the rest of the family.
We brought him out of the mental health hospital for two reasons. They weren't getting anywhere with him at all. They couldn't keep him on suction any longer. And clearly, his physical needs were completely and utterly neglected. Double amputee needs a lot of specialist help. And whereas they were taking him to appointments, there was no disabled facilities within that hospital. Mental health patients with physical injuries, they're just put in the ward with a double amputee. There's no hospital wing in a mental health hospital. Why not? It's a matter of course for prisoners.
What about now caring for him at home? How difficult is that?
Very difficult. Rapid response team are lovely. They're only supposed to be for 7 days, but they've extended it because Steve's needs. Mental health-wise, the body dysmorphia is the whole thing about Stephen's illness. That was the start, middle, and it's going to go on and on until he gets the proper treatment. There is a long waiting list. Now, if David Cameron was saying there's going to be more money for talking therapies, there's going to have to be a lot more money for talking therapies. And I'm not talking just psychotherapy, I'm talking cognitive behavioural therapy, because it works. It was suggested that I find a private CBT specialist. I would have thought that the National Health Service would be able to point me at them, but no. He's seen the psychiatrist once since he's been back. For therapy for Stephen, I'm looking for a person who understands body dysmorphia and will work with Stephen to stop him ever having to be hospitalised in a mental health hospital ever again.
And do you see that as something that's likely to happen then?
Not at this moment, no. But I will probably stand in front of the front door of any other mental health hospital and stop him going in, because it's never done a thing for Stephen. But take away his memory, take away his freedom and break him. Mental health hospitals do not work for body dysmorphia until they get their act together and get some therapies in there. They're not going to help at all.
So that's Stephen's mum, Sue Clifford, there. Listening to that is Rob Wilson, a cognitive behaviour expert and chair of the Body Dysmorphia Disorder Foundation. Morning.
Good morning.
This condition then, BDD, is there enough recognition of it, and does it get treated specifically correctly, or is it just kind of lumped in with lots of other mental health issues?
I think there's no doubt that getting BDD recognised is a huge challenge. And that certainly is one of the things that the BDD Foundation is trying really hard to do, is to raise awareness of A, the actual prevalence of the problem, and B, that it does need very specific and tailored psychological treatment.
But would you say that David Cameron's right in what he was saying earlier on, that we need to concentrate much more on mental health, and there isn't enough provision given, and generally the country needs to think more about mental health issues?
I think there's no doubt about that at all. It's often said that there is no health without mental health, and it's now become one of the most common reasons to be off sick from work, and it's costing the economy an extremely large amount of money. And we are lagging behind physical care tremendously in our mental health care.
I mean, the antipsychotic drugs seem to do more harm than good for Stephen. He was on a course of that. Is that unusual?
It's not unusual that it isn't that helpful for body dysmorphic disorder. We would typically recommend very high doses of particular antidepressants for BDD.
And again, staying with Stephen's example, his family have brought him back home to be treated, but they say there's not enough therapy around. I mean, talking therapy, they touched on there. I mean, is that a common problem, accessing those kind of things?
Access to CBT, to effective talking therapies, has improved since the advent of the app, what's called IAPT, the increasing access to psychological therapies. But getting access to the very specific kind of CBT that's needed for BDD is extremely difficult.
So what more needs to be done?
Well, we're trying to get BDD much more on the kind of radar of psychiatrists and GPs. We're trying to make sure that it actually becomes part of the kinds of conditions that psychiatrists and therapists are trained in nationally. But it's a very big undertaking because it does require a very specific, tailored form of cognitive behaviour therapy, and as yet not that many people are trained in it.
Do you think it's one of those things, mental health, that just as a society we're all a little bit scared of and we kind of hope that it'll go away, so if we don't think about it, it won't happen kind of thing? Is that what it is with mental health?
I think it's definitely that we hope it will go away, and I think we'll also assume that it will happen to somebody else, not us. And for at least a quarter of the population, that isn't going to be true. It's an extremely common experience, having a mental health problem, but we all seem to still have our hands over our eyes and our fingers in our ears about it.
Well, I suppose as well, isn't it? It's like many things in life, it's a spectrum, isn't it? And, you know, most people at some point probably will be touched by some, even if it's a low-level bout of depression or something.
Absolutely. And I think that definitely that we know that low levels of depression and anxiety and worry are very common. But for a very high number of people, it does reach the point at which it becomes very disabling, distressing.
Rob, good to speak to you. Thanks for giving us an idea of what it's like dealing with these kind of things. Rob is a cognitive behaviour expert and chair of the Body Dysmorphia Disorder Foundation. We've received a statement about this from the people responsible for providing mental health treatment and support for Herefordshire, Together NHS Foundation Trust. They sent us a statement and it says...
It would be inappropriate to comment on individual cases. However, since taking on responsibility for the provision of mental health services in Herefordshire in 2011, we've worked to provide a wide range of services and treatments. We've recently been inspected by the Care Quality Commission, who rated our provision as being good overall and outstanding for inpatient and crisis services.
You can see a picture of Stephen. You can also read a bit more about his story on our Facebook page. We both said this, isn't it? He's a good-looking lad. It's sort of, again, it's hard to understand why he thinks he looks the way he does, but that's the whole point of mental illness, isn't it? You perceive you are your brain, aren't you? That is the whole point of it. You perceive everything through your brain, so if it's not working correctly, you can see why troubles start, but also difficult, it seems, isn't it? Difficult to get the help that you need often. Your experiences, please, if you'd like to share, please do 0345 300 8181, or you can text 81333. Start your text messages with the letters HW.